Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavus. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. Come in, sit down, relax. Feels like it's been a minute since I've done one of these shows. I know last week Blog Talk Radio was having issues, and so I wasn't able to do it last week, but I kind of missed you guys. I hope you missed me, too. I've got some new music that I want to play for you today, but before I do that, Saturdays is my day. I'm at home. I have to listen for my dad, and I moved my office upstairs, and so I'm above the area where his room is and the living room and all. And so I'm going to have to really, really listen for him this morning. He hasn't gotten up yet, so when it gets to that point that I think Daddy is up, I'm going to be playing either a whole bunch of music or a long piece or something. So just bear with me as I run downstairs to get him some coffee and cereal this morning. But I want to start out today's show with one of my favorite local talents. You know, he stepped out on faith and moved down there to California to further his career. But this is Sheldon Butler with a brand new piece. It's called I Still Love You.
I never thought I'd see the day when the love we had was gone away. I remember every laugh, every smile, every kiss, every touch like it was yesterday. The way you used to pick me up, the way you never let me down, the way your scent would fill the room. But nowadays you're not around, and I still love you.
Heaven sent to you to ask me where I came from.
Now I call you and there's no reply. Maybe you're with another guy, or maybe you can't bear to speak, because the feelings that you have for me will never leave. Baby, I still love you. I wasn't right for you, so I let you go, and now I'm missing my life with you. I should have thought about it, now I'm just hard about it. Stuck with my choice and I can't sleep because my thoughts are crowded. Some say I'm strong, some say I can't believe you. I try to be tough, hold my tears from hitting the ground beneath you. But I guess I'm see-through, painted my feelings on the wall, kicking myself cause I can't have it. Remember when we said those words and promised it would never change? Just hold on to that love.
If it's real,
baby, if it's real.
Good morning, good morning. How are you? Come on in, sit down. This is the Coffee House Show. This is where, you know, pretty much anything goes. We can talk, we can play music, we can share our thoughts, you know. I'll share thoughts and some stories with you definitely throughout this show. So I hope you're doing well. It feels like it's been a minute since I've had this time with you. So thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with me today. And I have to give a big shout out to my archive listeners because you make all of my shows just really, really rock. I'm serious. The listenership around the globe is growing and growing and growing. And I appreciate you guys because I love sharing my thoughts and opinions about things. And I love sharing independent artists with you. Last night I played my Seasoned Soul show and tried to go through my list to see who really, really sings that love music, and I think I did a pretty good job. So if you didn't hear it live, you know, go check out the archives of that song, of that show. And all life has been interesting. Life has been interesting. It's still good, you know, but there's just little obstacles and challenges, you know, that pop up, right? What do you do when that happens? What do you do? Unfortunately, I let a situation get me very, very stressed out. And, you know, it involved my loved ones. And when my loved ones are having issues and causing issues, it's a little difficult for me to just kind of calm myself down. But, you know, I have to learn, you know, to really, really find my ways to have peace, you know, because as I get older, you know, health issues come into play, and I do have high blood pressure. So that situation kind of put me into bed for about a week because I did not want to go back to the hospital. No, I don't. But, you know, I've been working on, you know, life changes, you know, in eating a different diet and this and that. I have a brother-in-law, and he's very much into health and fitness. Let's see, probably 30 years ago, he really, really got into bodybuilding, moved to Denmark and, you know, won a competition over there, Mr. Denmark. You know, came back to the States, continued with, you know, keeping his muscles up, you know, keeping in shape, going to the gym, eating a certain type of diet. It's now a way of life for him. He is a firearms expert and trains people across the United States on firearm safety and use. And he works for the King County SWAT out here. So he's got tattoos everywhere. I call him Rambo because he's so muscular and all. But he kind of, you know, our relationship kind of drifted apart due to his marriage. And you know, that was really, really hard for the girls and I, but he's back in our life. He's going through a divorce, and but he's back in our life, and so that's the blessing out of all of that. So I say all of that to say he's really, really helping me, you know, look at my diet and my patterns, you know, my sleep patterns when I go to the bathroom, and you know, all of that. And I'm having to keep a really, really honest journal of my daily pattern of waking up and going to sleep and everything that kind of happens in between and how I'm feeling. And from there, he's kind of helping me adjust some things. Many don't know that I have degenerative arthritis, osteoarthritis in my knees. And so at times it's difficult for me to walk. And so he's working with me to build the muscles up in my legs to strengthen that area and to get me in a position where it will be okay to actually go into a gym and do more exercise. So those are things that I'm really, really having to pay attention to. And I know that once I work through all of that and get really, really healthy, I think the stresses of my life will become much easier, because I've definitely gone through stressful things throughout my whole life, and it's never affected me the way that it does now. So I guess it's just that man, that part of aging that sucks. I honestly don't mind being the age that I am, just like I embraced many years ago when I decided to go natural and my hair being silver white, you know. But, you know, I have to handle things differently. And with that, you know, I need to make some changes. So I hope that you pay attention to your body. I know a lot of times we ignore signs and, you know, we'll say, oh, it's going to go away or it's not that big of a deal or whatever. Really, really pay attention to your body. Really, really pay attention to what you put into your body and how it affects you. Because you matter and there's so much life to live, you know, that you want to enjoy. Because I know I definitely want to enjoy. There are things that are going on in my world that I want to be able to participate in. Not just watch from the sidelines. I want to participate in it. And so that's why I'm really, really, you know, taking it a step further and very grateful to my brother-in-law, Rambo, for stepping up and helping me with this part of my journey and getting me back into shape and getting me healthier. And even just having the brother-sister conversations, you know, so that I have somebody to share, you know, things with that's not an artist and it's not my kids, you know. I think sometimes you just need to be able to have an adult conversation just about life and how you think and how you feel about things. And I think that I was kind of missing that in a sense. And so, you know, we've had the opportunity to just go hang out and have dinner and just talked. We actually hung out for 5 hours and just talked. A lot of it was getting caught up, you know, because of him being, you know, away from us while he was married and all. So, anyway, just wanted to share that with you, kind of get you a little bit caught up on my life. I'll share some more stories as time goes by on this show. Still listening for my daddy. He hasn't gotten up yet. But you know what? I want to take you out to New Jersey. There's a young man. I think he is doing some really, really good stuff, some fun stuff. I was just introduced to him this past week by Robert Beck out there in New Jersey. This young man's name is Wolfgang Jock, and let's see, I think I'm going to play, this is the first song that I heard, so I'm going to play it. It's Nike Socks.
Wolf. Gang. Jock. And I be stuntin' in my Nike Socks. Stuntin' all of my ex-junk, stay mad at me, it's gettin' it. Jill Brock, you tellin' lies in all my verses, I'm livin' it. Stuntin' to the top, my ambition won't let me stop. Lookin' clean, super clean, swagged out in my Nike Socks. Stuntin' all of my ex-junk, stay mad at me, it's gettin' it. Jill Brock, you tellin' lies in all my verses, I'm livin' it. Stuntin' to the top, my ambition won't let me stop. Lookin' clean, super clean, swagged out in my Nike Socks. Swagged out in my Nike Socks.
Sure you see the jet. Swagged out in my Nike Socks. I want that that I never had. Like that two-door Maserati, that one-seater Bugatti. I'm making it not a problem, cause rapping is not a hobby. Gray and black Nike socks, matching with my Raiders cap. Black crowns, mid-quarters, stuck under my leather vest. Easy socks, weather wear, when winter is at its best. All your rumors flatter me, but no, I ain't even flattered yet. Mad boy, I'm laughing at y'all in my Nike socks. Sad boy, I'm laughing at y'all in my Nike socks. Be glad, boy, that I won't stop you in my Nike socks. Move fast, boy, I'm coming through, I'm in my Nike socks.
Swag down in my Nike socks. Swag down in my Nike socks. Swag down in my Nike socks. Goddamn, I'm feeling them. Swag down in my Nike socks. Swag down in my Nike socks. Swag down in my Nike socks. Goddamn, I'm feeling them. Swag down, check, check, Nike socks. Check, check, goddamn, my Nike socks. Oh, check, check, swag down, check, check, high socks. Check, check, goddamn, my Nike socks. Oh, check, check, Nike socks. Swag, hey.
Microphone is power in a different sense, but ultimately it can be equally as devastating and have as much impact as a gun if used properly. The microphone is power in a different sense.
My mind, perception, body, soul, rapper intellect.
Rapper intellect.
The microphone is power in a different sense.
Yeah.
Intellect.
Check the story. You gotta open your mind, your intellect. Yeah.
Rapper intellect.
Stories unfold like papyrus and Osiris with the rhyme for each timeline. Yo, it's dated like AD or BC, full of philosophy and technology with 144 revived reversions. Each excursion should be sought out as religious conflicts. What's the true crucifix? Point to the sun. I can soul see red rum. Temus will sweat like in an hourglass. Days pass, slipped by the sun's glass and sent down the river. Yo, death from suffocation and boxes made of slivers. But return like immaculate delivers. Yo, what time is it? Yo, it's endless like stainless and wire. Each higher phase like four kisses to the grave. The noteworthy move on like a clergy and revolutionary. Yo, we study the tactics. What time is it? Man laid, then man made. Man made, then man's trade. Understand man, then understand time. So every clockwise remark embarks like Noah's Ark. But my time, yo, it's spent in the art. Yo, rap for intellect. Rap for intellect. On the stand, taking a stand. Black man with left hand tight. With image trying to bust out my left arm. Two cops next to the door, whistling along. Tension high, yo, get my alibi tight. Mine's right, dry palms, read psalms. From the book, focus look at the judge. Don't budge, it's like a dog under the fear. But now I'm here, yo, who's the first witness? Out here telling my business, it's all the truth. Never let them too close to the roof. Back bench, eyes drenched, get signs from my lifeline. Yo, my life's in hands, a corrupt and criminal man. Co-conspirator, got bigger. Yo, my niggas in it with me, fuck the penalty. Smile at the prosecutor, what's the charges? How fraudulent type are this? Approach the bench. Rapper intellect.
Rapid
intellect.
Microphone power in a microphone is power in a different sense, but ultimately it can be equally devastating and have as much impact as a gun if used properly.
Life's travels are not really about the destination, but the journey. Because no matter where you go, you always come back home.
I don't know what's done, I'm rolling on. I don't know what path I'll take. No, I don't know what road I'm strolling on. I just know.
Let me chill a while, take a seat back, relax my inner child. Take a deep breath in, listen to the wind blowing in my ear like they're knowing that I'm home again. And when the snow comes in, never feeling numb, here it comes, get some peace in quick before the evening's done. Every season is special and the reason is seeing it is quite the sight to see, and I'll be feeling it. It's where my spirit is, where I learned the way, where I live today is just a place that I can say is where I stay, where I lay my head. But all my thoughts are back home, the only place where I could get in the zone. You know, I miss the nature walk, hiking in the trees, cool breezes on my face, sunshine to warm my cheeks. It's peak season now, real reason how we grow. Snowfall is cleanser for the soul. It's cold, but not so cold. You feel the thing in the air, a singing they said. The feeling that I bring them is rare, and I'm grateful. I learned to get my being prepared. I swear I'm blinking, I'm there. I'm thinking I'm a
soul of the clap can snare you into the flies, the traps. Whisk me to where knowledge is piling. A forest of poetry is where the wind leaves whispers on the leaves of the poorest trees. Transport me to that magnificent dimension, the antithesis of existence under ignorance's dominion. Drop me off home, where the pines meet the peaches. It's red clay and day, I can travel to the beaches. Unravel many mysteries as I travel through the reaches of time and space. Our time and place is now so we can reap this. Cause it's been so. But any fabric's only as strong as the thread that's wove. I know you've been told. It's so close and so distant. I don't always know the path, but I never ever forget the mission.
Fight through this pain. and I get a little more gasoline. Working like fire to a world, maybe you'll finally see me.
Who I am.
You picked my battered soul from day one, my resurrection. Used to feel completely empty until that you mentioned. Hope burst, but in the best way. Even on that first day, my heart will forever stay. Soul wax, you lift the wick, it melted. Every moment, always knew that you were my selection. I spit hard, hard, and jargon in every direction. What was good was gone, cuts turned into infection.
Days pass, not a second, you're not on my mind. Say you love me for the wrong reasons, but why? Let me prove to you that I am not a waste of time. But you're perfecting me and I'm thankful for that. Feeling like if I showed you my love, that you wouldn't slip through the cracks. If you don't wanna know what the Great Depression was, then turn your back. Wish I would've worked harder to make a better impression. Yes, I learned my lesson.
Can I get a little more gasoline?
To choose. You're a standout in a line of women taller than you. Your heart is soft, your personality so bold. You make it warmer whenever you enter a room that's cold. That's why I love, trust, and confide in you. When you're not around, you're wrapped around my mind too. I'm thankful for your presence, your beauty, your iridescence. How do I put into words that my life has been replenished by you? You're my better half, lover, friend, my center act. You stole the whole show the first time you kissed me back. I realized that I have been a selfish fool. Please remember why we got the same tattoo. My etch on my wrist, it's all respect. All the days were always mean forever to me. So please give me a chance to pay this debt back and prove to you I'll do what it takes to put us on the right track.
Can I get a little more gasoline?
With nowhere to go,
feeling like I got nowhere to go.
Don't leave me out here in the cold. Don't leave me lost and all alone. Don't leave me broken with nowhere to go,
feeling like I got nowhere to go.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Flavor Coffee House Online. This is where I open up my doors to creative souls. I play a variety of genres on this particular show and, you know, share a thought or two. I love doing this show. This happens to be the most popular show that I do out of all the shows on FM radio. So I appreciate your love and support of this. I don't know if you guys just like to hear what I have to say or how I think, or you love the diversity of the artists that I play. It's interesting when I think about radio stations, I think that they tend to go with a certain type of style or sound, something that's more commercialized, or whether it's hip-hop or rock or whatever it is, you kind of know what to expect. What I love about this show is that it allows me, And I'm the one who created the show, right? So I could do whatever I want on any of them. But this is a show that I just love to show a diversity of talents, bring together a variety of genres. And I think you can make it work. I think it works. I think that might be one of the reasons why this show is so popular, is because I do blend genres, you know, together. And I think that music can always be universal, but I think a lot of times that we kind of get stuck in this mold of listening to some certain type of music. Other times I think that we lean towards what we know, and we don't tend to step outside of our box and experience something different. And this way, on this particular show, you get introduced to a variety of sounds and music. And it's funny because I've gotten messages, you know, in the past where people who didn't like hip-hop was like, you know what, that's not what I thought hip-hop was. And I think that hip-hop is definitely, you know, changed over time. I am not a hip-hop head. I did not come up, you know, really, you know, playing hip-hop in my car or at home. And so I'm kind of a newcomer. You know, of course, when I was a teen, you know, there was the Sugar Hill Gang and all of that, you know, but it wasn't something I really stuck with. So when hip-hop came into my life in 2009, I really dig the conscious sound, the sound that has a message to it, has a great beat, makes you want to move, but also makes you think and tells a story. I recognize that now it's branched off into what's commercial rap and this and that, and it's taken on a different type of sound and is definitely targeting a different audience. And so I don't necessarily like the commercialized rap. I'm not big into rap, but I recognize that there's music that's kind of fun. And I think back to the music that when I used to go clubbing, you know, what I danced to, that really didn't make any sense, but it was fun. And so I kind of have an appreciation for the type of sound. Nothing that's hardcore, nothing that it has a lot of cursing in it, you know, all of that. That's not my thing, you know, so you won't hear that on this particular show. I've been supporting hip-hop since I've been on the air, 2009, and it's been a struggle. It really has been a struggle because as I grow in the industry, as my hearing of genres has changed too from the very beginning, I want more from the artists, the hip-hop artists, the rappers. I want to hear a really clear, clean production. You know, I want to hear substance, something that's going to sustain, you know, even if it's just fun, something that's going to sustain, something that's not going to be just this one-month thing and then move on to the next, you know, something that's going to be kind of in that category of a classic, you know, people are going to dig, you know, 5-10 years from now and even further. And that's challenging to me. That's very, very challenging. I think that when it comes to this era of being able to produce out of your, you know, bedrooms at home, closets at home, it's taken away from the production level. So I've been very, very hard, you know, on hip-hop artists. And one person put it out to me that, you know, they might think I'm mean or I don't like it. That's not the case. That's not the case at all. You know, my group is Black Sax. You know, hip-hop's a lot of Pacific Northwest. And so I work, you know, daily on projects with them. And so it has nothing to do with not appreciating the art and the craft. But see, my love goes deeper. I have a respect for the culture, and I don't like to see things dumbed down, what has actually been recognized as a culture. And so, Yeah, I've decided not to do my hip-hop show anymore on Thursdays. The reason being, I've only been getting, say, about 7, 8, 10 listens to the show, where my other shows go into thousands. And but it doesn't mean that I'm going to stop playing hip-hop. It just means that the hip-hop's going to have to blend into other shows. Maybe I will do a listening party on a Thursday once a month for hip-hop. You know, whatever. I've been reaching out to hip-hop artists and just saying, hey, do you want me to do this show or not? You know, because if you don't show support of it, if you don't let people know that you're being played, I'm just not going to take my time to support something that's not supporting me. I hope that makes sense. I hope that, you know, everybody can understand that. So, like a show today, I'm going to play hip-hop. You know, I'm going to play rock. I'm going to play jazz. I'm going to play R&B soul. I'm going to play a variety of music on this show. So in this last set, I played a very new, exciting artist. He was brought to me in an interesting way, you know, but through Facebook. And his name is Wolfgang Jock out of New Jersey. So shout out to Wolfgang Jock and his piece, Nike Souls. There's something about this young man. He has an amazing energy about him. And it's really positive and it's really respectful. And I could sense it in the communication that I had with him to, you know, just, you know, talking to Robert Beck in his behalf. And, you know, I'm digging what he's doing and what I'm seeing and what I'm feeling. And so definitely going to be supporting him. Going into my family, Black Stacks with Rap for Intellect, I tell Jace all the time I want to call this song Power of the Mic because it just shows, you know, the words that come out of your mouth, what you put out there in the atmosphere, it is a reflection of who you are and is so powerful and it can change lives. You know, music can change lives. If you really think about it, you know, when I'm in kind of maybe a darker mood, maybe I'll put on something more upbeat and happy to change my mood. Or sometimes I might put in something that kind of fits my mood that allows me to own it. Like last night, Valentine's Day. It's all about the lovers, all about love and wanting to be in love and recapturing love, right? So it's all about the love songs. Music can change lives. And so I love the line in Rap for Intellect that says Power of the Mic. Then I went into my girl BK. This is a young lady I want to meet. She's from here in the Pacific Northwest. She's down in California. I think she's hoping to move back up here, so I hope that she does. And there's just so much heart and soul in her style of hip-hop. And I love what she does. And on top of it, she's an amazing vocalist. Then I closed out that set with my boy JC Flo, another artist out of the Pacific Northwest, with his piece called Fire to Our World featuring Shea Black, who's actually one of my family members. JC does it right. When I look at an artist who fits the mold of doing music right, JC Flo is that. He makes sure that his production is top. He pays for it. He does not ask for deals, the homie hookup, any of that. He pays for it. He has top quality equipment himself, on top of the fact that he will pay to go into a studio. He thinks about the words that he puts together and the messages that he wants you to get out of it. He works with some top, you know, local talents and allows them to have a shine, you know, and have their talents recognized also. His business, I mean, he comes from a business background, so his business is out there. He's solid when it comes to every aspect of what an artist is. And I think that sometimes artists forget they are not just a creative soul. You are now a business. When you step out there and you want to be recognized as an artist who gets paid, who has products for you to buy, you are now a product yourself. You are a business. And I always talk about this interview that I've had with Tasha Taylor, Johnny Taylor's baby girl. And she said her daddy raised her in the industry, understanding that 90% of it is business and only 10% is the talent. There are so many talented people out there, so many talented people that will never go anywhere with their craft. Maybe they don't want to, you know, and that's okay too. And we have to respect that. But if you want to go further, you got to have that business down. You really, really do. I'm going to jump into some music now. And let's see. Let me scroll down my list. Oh, you know what? Let me scroll back up. I think I've got some new music that I haven't played yet. Let's see. Who do I have in my new leaks? I played this for the first time last night. I love this lady. Anything that she does, I love. One of these days, I am going to get out to the East Coast and I'm going to meet her in person. You know, when you meet people online and you think about somebody that you really, really want to meet, Coley Williams is one of those people that I really, really want to meet. So I'm going to play Beautiful Lux, and this is produced and written by Babe Wright.
La, 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 la.
You love so beautiful.
La, 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 la.
It's a beautiful luxury.
La, 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 la.
Cowley.
Feels like love, love, love. Feels like love, love, love. You're like a flutter. You're like a kiss. Like raindrops in the morning mist. You're like summer. You're like spring. Like a round brain cut diamond ring. The way we flow, boy, you know, we're in sync like ready, set, go. I'm your queen, you're my king, and the one who makes my heart sing. Like me and you, it's like a special dream come true. And when I'm with you, boy, it's love. I'm a silly fool when you're around, cause you're so cool. And when I'm with you, boy, it's love. You're my beautiful luxury, and the way you're loving me, I feel your intensity with every kiss and hug, especially when we make love. You're my beautiful luxury, and you make my life complete. I pray for eternity that you'll be mine to love for a lifetime, like the stars, like the moon. You're like a garden where flowers bloom. You're like a ribbon in the sky, in the clouds on the natural high. Every kiss, every touch, the way you love me is never too much. I'm the sugar, you're the spice, so delicious and everything nice. Like me and you, it's like a special dream come true. And when I'm with you, boy, it's love. I'm a silly fool when you're around, cause you're so cool. And when I'm with you, boy, it's love. You're my beautiful luxury, and the way you're loving me, I feel your intensity with every kiss and hug, especially when we make love. You're my beautiful luxury, and you make my life complete. I pray for eternity that you'll be mine to love for a lifetime. I'll still be around when others come, others go. I got your back, boy, you already know. You're my beautiful luxury, and the way you're loving me, I feel your intensity with every kiss and hug, especially when we make love. You're my beautiful luxury, and you make my life complete. I pray for eternity that you'll be mine to love for a lifetime. Like love, love, love. You know it feels like love.
Like love, love, love.
Feels like love.
It feels like love.
Like love, love.
To make you stay, even though we make mistakes. gentlemen, the Apollo Theater would like to present to your listening pleasure, Mr. Nequa and the R&B band. You want to put your hands together? Yeah. As we go a little something like this, hit it.
Do you ever get tired when they say to you, I love you, baby? Like a fool, oh yeah, a big deception, till you came my way, with your intervention, never understood.
Music, don't you think? In this last set, I played Coley Williams with Beautiful Lux, and that's produced by Babe Bright, also written by Babe Bright. Then going in to Brian Christopher with I Was Wrong, and then closing out that set with my girl Janiqua all the way over there in Sydney, Australia with her piece Running. This is how we do it on Saturdays at the Coffee House. You know, play a variety of music. I share my thoughts and feelings and, you know, even open up the phone lines. Let me give you that number in case you want to call in. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. I think I'm going to keep there and give you some international music. This is my dear friend. And I love him so very, very much. This is Chameleon with My Shining Lights, and he's all the way over there in Australia. Switzerland.
Deep inside your soul, I contemplate the child who's so ready to achieve and so eager to receive. Can't give up on you, just remember what I said and all those wholesome words that you've laid up in your head. It's been worthwhile, the time and remember to hold on. Never for one moment should you think that I've forgotten you. The hateful and the rotten crew will pay for what they've done. Oh, I'm still by your side and we'll win the fight. So humble and contrite, ever holding you so tight. Just enjoy the ride, the power and the might. And don't you fret for the wicked, cause you're all my shining light. You're all my shining light. They'll all reap what they've sown, though they take it for a joke right now. I'm planted like an oak right now, but that's the way I've grown. Our love will stay so true, he'll see you through and through. Ever lean upon his name, and he'll show you what to do. It's been worthwhile, the time that I've spent with you. Maybe look what life has meant to you. And remember to hold on, never for one moment should you think that I've forgotten you. The hateful and the rotten crew will pay for what they've done. Oh, I'm still by your side and we'll win the fight. So humble and contrite, ever holding you so tight. Just enjoy the ride, the power and the might. And don't you fret for the wicked, cause you're all my shining light. I'm still by your side and we'll win the fight. So humble and contrite, ever holding you so tight. Just enjoy the ride, the power and the might. And don't you fret for the wicked, cause you're all my shining light. Shining light. Oh.
as a fool to let you go. I was a fool to want. I looked at you and knew that day. I looked at you and then I'd say, you know that we can't see this through. You replied, I am. Said to me, let's run away. You said to me, live for today. What could have been so long ago? I could not see, I could not know. Go away, I was a fool to let you stray. I think of you when I awake, rejected secrets and my
hand and you will understand. Yeah. My love for you is not an everyday compliment. Embrace the fun of us and be intrigued by the fact that you've been with heaven. I breathe sweeter words into your ear.
Yeah, I know you're kind of ticklish,
baby, what the heck? I wanna make you cable from the pleasures we both are encountering. Let me figure out what you got me smiling. Yeah, yeah.
Never ever had such beauty in our dreams.
Never have I had.
Sometimes in just doing a show like this reminds me why I love being Lady Flava and doing what I do. I'm sure all of us, you know, have that point in time in our life that, you know, it just makes you want to just question who you are and what you do, huh? Well, that happens for me from time to time. And then I come and I do a show like this and I listen to the music. And it just reminds me how very, very blessed I am, you know, by the amazing talents that have come my way, not only from here in the Pacific Northwest, Seattle, Washington, where I am, but from across the United States and even around the globe. In that last set, I took you over to Switzerland with my dear, dear friend Chameleon and played his piece, My Shining Lights, going into Paris Escovedo and his band down there in the Bay Area with Nina Linda, and then going over back over to Switzerland with Nina Bradlin with her piece, Rejected Secrets, and then down to Arizona with Tanya Tiet, produced by Paris Tune with her piece, Until Now. I am blessed. I am so very blessed to be able to come on the air and play these amazing artists for you. I only play underground independent artists, meaning the artists that aren't necessarily out there in the spotlight. Maybe in their area they're known, but not, you know, branched out across the United States and around the globe so much. So this is just my little way of being able to provide a spotlight, a little time for them to shine here on Flava Marlex Radio. And I'm very appreciative of the artists that send me amazing, amazing music to be heard on our radio shows. If you do want to be heard on Flava News Radio, Flava Marlex Radio, send me your EPK, and your radio-edited, high-quality produced tracks to radio@flavanews.com, and Mark and I will definitely review them, and most likely you'll be heard right here on Flava Marlex Radio. Sometimes you'll hear things that say Flava News or Flava Marlex. That's because just not that long ago, Mark Van Claggett, my business partner, and I merged our businesses, Flava News and Marlex Records, together. And so we're doing things, you know, when it comes to artist services and the radio station as a combined venture between our two businesses. But I know that there are a lot of people that still recognize me as Lady Flava of Flava News, which is okay, just as there are people that recognize Mark as Mark Van Claggett of Marlex Records, which is okay. So, but I'm very, very proud, you know, to be his business partner. I've learned and grown so much in the last couple of years working with him on projects and handling his business while he's out on tour, and it's made me a better person. When I think about challenges that I have faced in being a part of this industry, I love it. I'm driven to it. It's something that I wake up and it's how I start my day and it's how I end my nights. But it's challenging. So I know that as a creative soul that it's very challenging, because it is in being somebody who supports the creative souls. And sometimes, you know, you run up against obstacles and people that just make you want to just crawl back into your shell. I'm a crab, so I use that, you know, as a reference. But I hear the music, or then I read a book or something that experiences, that experience takes me to a place that says, this is why I do what I do. This is really why I do what I do. I love the music. I love artists. Even as crazy as they can be, I love supporting the artists and waving my leopard pom-poms. If anybody knows me, you know I love leopard print. So you're always going to hear something about leopard print, or you're going to see something that's leopard print when it comes from me too. But I've run into some challenges lately that personality conflicts. You know, personalities that clash. I know I'm a very strong person and have a very strong personality. And I like to be communicated in a certain way. And I feel like my time is limited these days. And I don't always have the time to pay attention and give to people like I used to, because I take care of my elderly father, who's 91. I do radio shows. I am A&R rep for Spectra Music Group, which I am so excited about, working with Spectra. That's been a great learning experience so far. I work with, you know, five different people in the industry, in the creative industry, not all just music, that I work on projects behind the scenes. And so my time is really, really limited. So I prefer people that just get straight to the point. I don't like a whole lot of fluff in conversations. I like honest answers. I don't like people that talk around stuff. And I had a hard learning experience this past week. I did, but I grew from it. And I know what to do, I think, to keep from getting this frustrated. You know, trying to get answers from somebody that I work with that doesn't give me the direct information is really hard on me. And I blew my top. I did. I blew my top. I had to step back and reflect. Why is it difficult for me to communicate with this person sometimes, especially when it comes to business? Because if we joke around and we just talk about life, kind of basic feelings or whatever, it's cool. But when it comes down to business stuff, I'm not sure why we really, really clash, except that I think that we have different styles of communication. And then I had to find out in a different way, the actual information, which, you know, when you talk about that gut feeling Sometimes I don't know if I really trust that gut feeling, because I think that sometimes the gut feeling can come from insecurities. But I had a gut feeling about this particular situation, and I think that's why I was so frustrated. And so in the end, I ended up getting the information from the head person, and my gut feeling was right. And now it's, in a sense, you know, time to have to save face on things. I don't like putting my name out there when it comes to certain things if they don't happen, if it's not a fact. And I will have to make an announcement on something here very, very soon. But, you know, do you ever get in a situation where you have to deal with somebody but you don't effectively communicate with each other, and it feels like this push and pull and tug and frustration? Man, that's really, really hard, you know, because generally I would walk away from somebody that I can't effectively communicate with and just not deal with them. Does not mean that I'm a bad person. Does not mean that other person's a bad person, you know. But sometimes some people, the way that they are, they think, they react, it just doesn't mesh well. But what do you do when you have to work with somebody and it doesn't mesh well? I think that I can learn. I think that I can learn how to make it work. I know if I really need answers where to go, but I think I can learn. And it's going to take some doing on my part. It really, really is, because I don't think this person is going to change in their style of communicating and the way that they think. I think it's really, really going to come from me. So that's going to be a challenge. And I might be sharing more stories. You know, of course, I don't want to go into any details about it. You know, but I like to share. I do. I like to share. I think that too many of us have these behind-the-scenes conversations, right? And we never want to make it public, but it's part of life. It's part of the industry. And I think that if I share something, it might make you think, you know, I kind of get what Flava's talking about or whatever. I don't want to ever come across as being a whiner. I just like to mentor. I like to educate. I like to be mentored and educated. And so I put stories out there just for you to think about and reflect. Maybe you've been through it. Maybe you haven't. Maybe it'll keep you from going through something. Or maybe it'll give you the tools that you need to approach a project or situation. You know, that's all. That's all I do. That's all I want to do, at least. So I'm going to jump back and play some more music for you. I think I'm going to play a piece by Gerard Anthony, and this is called Something Like Love.
Gift, more time for have reached, leave me a message.
Saturday night, I forgot to call. I tried to be with you, but you weren't alone. And you know, girl, something's wrong. I had my own suspicion about the style of your hair. I tried to comb through, but there was someone in there. I thought that you was Christian, like up till that night. I saw it in your makeup, wasn't looking right. Something told me that all don't come to call. I tried to be with you, but you belong to all. And you know, girl, something's wrong. You hung up on my line, I said, no, think I see. If it wasn't for your makeup, you'd be chilling with me. And you know, girl, something's wrong. Yeah, I do. Thank you.
Baby, feels like I'm hanging on some strings. It's like I'm under a spell by your love.
Like a prophet,
I feel every time I'm with you, baby, I lose.
I want to thank everyone for tuning in to Flavor Coffee House today. This is my baby. This is where I started. This is where Lady Flavor was birthed, not on the radio, but in my physical coffee house, Flavor Coffee House in North Seattle. That's where my passion for the arts really grew. That's where I came to love the talents of the Pacific Northwest and was introduced to the talents around the world. I'm extremely grateful to be in this position. I'm feel very, very privileged to be able to represent just a few of the talents. There's so many great talents out there around the world, and they need platforms like FM radio to help support them and help them be heard. And I appreciate the listeners that tune in time and time and time again and help spread the word about my shows, because you make this worthwhile to play these artists for you. In this last set, I played Gerard Anthony with Something Like Love, going into my boy Stevie Snyder over there in Germany with Going Crazy, then bringing you back to the Pacific Northwest with Reggie LaFleur with Something Wrong, and Tiffany Wilson's also out here with her piece Fade, and then going into Noel Dean down there in Alabama with his piece Puppet. So this is how we do it every Saturday at the Coffee House. It's all about supporting underground independent artists, not just musical talents. I need to put that out there. I started out as Lady Flavor, in a sense, as a book reviewer. So literature was my first real passion as far as a public figure goes. And I would love to hear from some authors. There's some great, great authors out there that got amazing books. And I would love to hear from some authors. I love visual art. You know, like from my boy Akua down there in Dallas, Texas, and, you know, the amazing painters that I have come to know. You know, the people that create beautiful food. That's an art in itself, you know, like my friend Chef Amadeus. And, you know, there's so many different art forms, and I support it all. I support it all. There's an amazing lady that can make beautiful things out of yarn couture, and I love what she does. I love what she does. You know, the things that we can look at, that we can feel, that we can hear, that we can touch, that we can taste, is all art. Can you really imagine a day without art? I personally can't. I really, really can't. So I thank you for supporting me here on FM radio with all the shows that I do, from, you know, listening parties to Morning Coffee with Flava to the Coffee House Show and then Spectra Spotlight with Flava every Tuesday night. I appreciate you coming out and supporting the shows, the amazing talents. And when you have an opportunity and call in and share some time and thoughts with us, that's the best. So I want to close out today with a piece by my girl, my sister love. This is her piece, Bam Bams. Again, Sister Love.